Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Osisko Gold Royalties conference call concerning the Orion Mine Finance Royalty Portfolio acquisition. After the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please pick up your receiver and press star followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. Please note that this call is being recorded today, June 5th, 2017, at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Today on the call, we have Mr. Sean Rosen, Chair of the Board of Directors and Chief Executive Officer of Osisko Gold Royalties, Mr. Brian Coates, President of Osisko Gold Royalties, and Mr. Oscar Lanowski, Chief Investment Officer of Orion. I would now like to turn the meeting over to our host for today's call, Mr. Sean Rosen, Chair of the Board of Directors and Chief Executive Officer of Osisko Gold Royalties. Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs, et bienvenue à l'appel de conférence de redevances aurifères Osisko concernant l'acquisition du portefeuille de redevances de Orion Mine Finance. Après la présentation, nous procéderons à une séance de questions et réponses. Si vous désirez poser une question, veuillez décrocher le combiné du téléphone et appuyer sur la touche étoile suivie numéro 1. Veuillez prendre note que cet appel est enregistré aujourd'hui, le 5 juin 2017, à 8h30, heure de l'Est. Nous avons sur l'appel d'aujourd'hui M. Sean Rosen, président du conseil d'administration et chef de la direction de redevances aurifères Osisko, M. Brian Coates, président de redevances aurifères Osisko, et M. Oscar Lanowski, chef des placements d'Orion. J'aimerais maintenant céder la parole à votre hôte, M. Sean Rosen, président du conseil d'administration et chef de la direction de redevances aurifères Osisko.
Merci, operator, et bienvenue tout le monde sur l'appel conférence. C'est la transaction avec l'acquisition du projet Orion. Welcome everybody and thank you for attending to the call. This is the call regarding the acquisition of the Orion assets. We'd like to kick off this morning with the PowerPoint that we put on our website. Please have a look at our forward-looking statement on page 2 of that PowerPoint, because we will be making forward-looking statements during this call. I'd like to start off on page 3. A brief history of the Osisko Group and what we've achieved in the mining sector and where we're headed. Throughout the history of Osisko, through Osisko 1, started in 2003, and up to the sale of Osisko 1 for total consideration of $4.1 billion in June of 2014, and on through the creation of Osisko Gold Royalties, which has now gone from a $500 million company at the beginning to a $1.5 billion company. The entire group, we've returned through the creation of our accelerator model, both Osisko Mining, Barkerville, and Falco, the being accelerator companies we've added. We've created over $8 billion of assets, including the Virginia creation of $1 billion of wealth during the evolution of Eleanor. So it's been quite a successful platform, and today we're announcing a deal that we believe is transformational, and will set the stage for the next step in the journey. On to page 4, we're bringing together Osisko Gold Royalties with the assets that we've purchased from Orion today. And Orion has been very successful in assembling a high-quality asset base that represents very robust cash flow and also dominantly in precious metals and mostly North American. We have with us today the founder of Orion. So I'd like to pass it over to Oscar to give a brief introduction to Orion. And hear his comments as well. So, Oscar, over to you.
Thank you, Sean. Orion is at a little over $3.5 billion today, the largest alternative finance provider to the mining space globally. And in the years since our foundation, we've managed to assemble what we believe to be a compelling set of assets in the streaming, royalty, and offtake space. That combines both precious metals content, a very strong sector growth profile, good cash flow over a good asset quality base, and very importantly also a good focus on low-cost production. We've been in as a mine finance fund and constantly looking for those assets that we believe on a portfolio basis will create a transformational asset group for an acquisition entity. And throughout the sales process, we've had a great deal of interest in our asset pool, and we've managed to run a very tight process, and we believe that at the end of the day, the offer made by Osisko was by far the most compelling one. I'm particularly very intrigued for our limited partners on the ability for our portfolio and Osisko's portfolio to re-rate and provide, and thereby provide our LPs significant upside participation in the sale of our assets. Thanks, Sean.
Thank you very much, Oscar. Throughout this transaction, it's based at 1.125 billion Canadian, or about 830 million U.S. dollars. It will make Orion a 19.9% shareholder of Osisko Royalties as we go forward as well. So we're looking forward to working with Oscar, not only as a business partner, but also as a shareholder. And Oscar will be joining our board if the transaction is successfully concluded through a vote by our shareholders. Coming out of this, we forecast production to be about 100,000 GEOs in 2018 and ramping up to 140,000 gold equivalent ounces by 2023. We'll have industry-leading cash flow growth and a precious metals and North American focus. So quite significant advancement and a rare opportunity for us to complement the existing asset base that we have now with a very significant group of assets as we move forward. Combination of the two royalty portfolios, as we said, will be for about 675 million Canadian cash and a consideration of $450 million in Osisko shares. The creation of the portfolio transaction more than triples the number of producing assets from 5 to 16 and doubles near-term cash flow and adds unparalleled growth of pipeline within the expected pro forma cash flow of about 13% per annum from 2017 through 2023. The portfolio asset goes from 57 to 131 and strong backing from our financial partners. The Case Depot and the Fonds will be contributing $275 million via private placement in Osisko shares as part of the cash contribution to the overall deal. The Case is currently also owns a 4% stream on Renard with us, so we will be partnered on the Renard assets as well with the Case Depot. In terms of what we have over to page six, Canadian Malartic 5% top line royalty, Eleanor with a 2% sliding to 3.5% royalty. Renard will be a 9.6% diamond stream. And here in Quebec, and based off their 22.3 million carats of reserves, Mantos is a 100% silver stream, large producing copper mine with 3 billion pounds of resources. It's a stable silver production. Brucejack, one of the more exciting gold projects to come along in a long time. We're looking forward to a 4% gold stream there with a 4% silver stream as well. There is an underground, there is a buyback on that asset, so we'll see where we go with that, but it is a very exciting project with over 8.1 million ounces of gold reserves at present. In terms of other cash flowing assets, just to quick recap, we have the Gibraltar silver stream that we did earlier in Q1. With our friends from Taseko. The Island Gold royalty at 1.38 to 2.5%, depending on where we are in the property. New to us is the Sasa stream, 100% silver stream. CB, 3% royalty. Bald Mountain, a 1 to 4% GSR. And Kwale with a 1.5% GRR. Brano with a 1% GRR. Veza, which is a project here in Quebec, at 5% royalty with a 40% NPI. Parel with 100% gold and silver offtakes, San Ramon with 51% gold offtake, Matilda with a 55% gold offtake, and Brucejack with a 50% gold offtake. Near to medium-term cash-flowing assets are Amstler with 4.2% gold stream and a 62.5% silver stream. There's also an 82% offtake on Amstler. Back 40, Michigan asset, 75% silver stream there. Caribou, which is run by Barkerville, 2.25% royalty there. Windfall Lake, currently one of the more exciting exploration stories out there, with a 1.5% royalty there. Horn 5 with a 1% royalty, and Hermosa, zinc lead discovery in Arizona, run by Arizona Mining. As well in the pack. So quite a few high-quality assets in addition to what we had to start with. Over to page seven, pro forma, we're looking at 66,000 gold equivalent ounces for the year, with 22,000 ounces being from a partial year from the contributing from the assets that we're purchasing from Orion.
Looking forward to 2020, we see ourselves around 133,000 gold equivalent ounces, and at 2023 up to 162,000 gold equivalent ounces, giving us a CAGR of 16% from here to there. So quite impressive growth. Some optionality in other assets, including Marban, the Upper Beaver Project, Highland Copper, Casinos, NSR, Olachia, and Yeni Pazar offtake agreement, and Spring Valley NSR, and the Pan NSR and Nimbus offtake. So lots to come in the portfolio as we go forward. We do have significant organic growth locked in as we move forward. On page 8, we're looking at $96 million of free cash flow, the cash flow generated from the producing assets this year, and $170 million in 2020, and going up to $200 million in 2023. So again, very significant and lots of upside left. From a geographical standpoint, on page 9, 102 assets in North America, 8 in South America, 4 in Europe and 3 in Central Asia, 1 in Africa and 13 in Australia. So quite a good diversification for us, all in great jurisdictions. In terms of page 10, over 62% of our production is by NPV is in the production assets, with exploration making up 6%, development 18%, construction and ramp up 14%. In terms of our NPV by type, over 57% is in royalties, 38% in streams, and 5% in offtakes. We've already covered geography and cash flow by metal. 70% gold, 16% silver, 12% diamond, and 2% from other metals. So again, dominantly precious metal basis. On to page 11, best in class growth as we go forward. We're looking at 53% consensus cash flow growth in 2017 through 2020. The asset concentration by top three assets, over 50% of our asset value is in the top three assets by NPV basis. Consensus by geography, once again, over 81% in North America, with only 19% in other jurisdictions. And in terms of our asset base, 80% right now is NPV by total percent of NAV. Compelling valuation case. If we look at the distribution right now, we are trading at about 1.1 times NAV. With the average in the royalty group being about 1.8, so quite a bit of opportunity to re-rate here, and I think that is a significant opportunity that we all see with this transaction. It increases the size of our company and hopefully provides an opportunity for more participants in the market to become owners of Osisko as we create more liquidity of a larger asset base. Enterprise value by operating NAV, the average is 1.8, we're trading 1.3. So once again, some work to be done there and quite a bit of opportunity for shareholders. We are trading right now at 14 times EBITDA. On the average in the industry is 19. So again, lots to do as we go forward, and hopefully we can unlock that value as we move forward. World-class royalty company is what we set out to build 3 years ago. I believe that we are there with 5 cornerstone assets, a cash flow diversification, quality growth, in terms of being able to see quite a bit of growth on our balance sheet without having to pay for it again. At the conclusion of this transaction, even if we didn't do another deal, we see significantly doubling our cash flow, our revenue over the next 5 to 6 years. America focus with 80% again, accretive cash flow use of our cash. One of the things that was in discussion with some of our shareholders was the amount of cash that was on our balance sheet. So we have kept our powder dry, waiting for a transaction like this. We have deployed, and we hope that our shareholders will be very happy with the outcome as we move through this transaction. Again, a bit of a summary on the transaction. $1.125 billion Canadian, or $830 million U.S. dollars is a total consideration, of which $675 million in cash, 30.9 million common shares of Osisko, and representing $450 million Canadian. Oscar is to join the board of directors with us to help us take the company to the next level. Strong partnership participation from the case and the phone, And it's worth noting that the Caisse de Depot had a 15% participation right that they chose to convert into an equity position with us, and we thank our partners at the Caisse very much for their support in this transaction, as well as our partners at the Fonds. It's very great, very good to have our current shareholder base increase their confidence in us, and we'd like to thank them for all the hard work that they put into this transaction. In terms of the acquiring the international structure of certain assets from Orion, Orion's done a great job in structuring deals, so we're the beneficiary of that structure that they've created. And Renard is also structured as a Canadian transaction, so that fits well with us. We currently have tax pools of around $150 million on our book, and with this we'll go significantly increase our tax pools. So that's another side benefit to the transaction that's not in the numbers, but it is a fact. In terms of what we have to do, we have to get 50% plus one of our shareholders to approve this transaction. We'll be looking for a vote once we file the circular, and we're hoping to conclude that within the next 60 days. Orion also faces some restrictions on this transaction, and they have a 12-month resale restriction on the stock that they own. So they are long-term shareholders, and as Oscar said, they've been a significant participant in the market as we go through an alternative financing, and we look forward to having them as a long-term partner and shareholder. So the key dates right now, the transaction effective date is as of June 1st, and we're expecting closing hopefully by the end of July, early August at the latest. In terms of the asset base, this is obviously a very rare opportunity to see an asset base of this quality and this size come to market. We think that the transaction that we've carried out here is very much in line with market expectations on previous transactions regarding streams and royalties. Precedent transactions, if we look backwards, average about 1x NAV. We believe that this transaction, depending on your commodity assumption, is around 1x NAV as well. The average in precedent transaction has been up to as high as 1.6 if we look at the last 84 deals. So we're very much in line we believe a significant amount of accretion to be had as we step forward. Again, on page 17, goes through more of the details about how we funded this transaction, cash from the balance sheet. We're drawing down $250 million from our bank account, $150 million from our revolving credit line, and a private placement of $275 million, with the Caisse having put $200 million and the Fonds $75 million into that private placement. To get a total cash consideration of $675 million, and again, 30.9 million shares being issued for $450 million of consideration. Pro forma capitalization of the balance sheet, we would come out at the other end of this transaction with approximately $100 million in the bank account. We would have $100 million of our debt revolver drawn down, $150 plus the $50 that we have with the Quebec government already in place. We have an equity investment portfolio of over $450 million, which is somewhat liquid. And basic shares outstanding would be 156.8 million shares, with our quarterly dividend sitting at about 4 cents per share. So if we look at what that means to us, on a net debt versus cash basis, we'd be about 0.4 per dollar of debt. In terms of rights and the pro forma ownership, we would come out the other side with the general market owning 62.7% of the stock, Orion 19.7%, La Caisse at 12.1%, and the Fonds at 5.5%. In terms of what Orion's right to do is to nominate one director, as long as it has over 10% ownership, 12 months to resale restriction, and broad distribution requirement. On the side of the Caisse, the right to nominate one director as long as over 10% of the ownership, and a preemptive financing right over 10%. Benefits to the Osisko Gold Royalties shareholders strengthens the position within the precious metals royalty sector and hopefully sets the stage for a revaluation and, of our metrics within the current royalty space. It meaningfully increases the size of Osisko Gold Royalties as a platform, and the ability to attract new generalists and funds and hopefully increase the size of our audience as we increase our liquidity and the size of the company and increased traffic on our New York Stock Exchange listing, which we achieved last July. In terms of diversification, obviously this brings a significant diversification to our asset base by going from 5 to 16 producing assets. The key assets that we've added in the jurisdiction are quite potent, as we know, and it'll be one of the highest quality growth profiles in the sector. The addition of the international investment and tax structure also completes our business and it creatively deploys our cash and maintains the Osisko Gold Royalties focus on precious metal assets, and it also sets the stage for us to continue with a strong dividend policy with the potential for further increases in our dividend policy as the assets mature. Page 20, just a brief evolution of Osisko. As you know, we started this company June 17, 2014, so we're coming up on our three-year anniversary, and we've grown the company from $500 million market cap with $157 million of cash and a $15 million equity portfolio to a company that will have $100 million of cash flow and hopefully a subsequent market cap significantly higher than the current $1.5 billion and an equity portfolio of over $450 million on it and over 160 assets in place. So thank you very much for listening in today. We've included in the asset portfolio in the appendix. I won't go through the assets any further in detail right now, as we'd like to open it up to Q&A. So thanks, everybody, and I would like to especially thank the hardworking people at Orion and the team at Osisko and our lawyers, Bennett Jones, and our bankers at Maxit and BMO. For all the hard work to get this transaction into the marketplace for today. Everybody's worked extremely hard, and I can't say enough good words about everybody's participation in this process. And on that note, we'll open it up to Q&A.
If you would like to ask a question, please pick up your receiver and press star followed by the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Si vous désirez poser une question, veuillez décrocher le combiné du téléphone et appuyer sur la touche étoile suivie du numéro 1. Your first question comes from the line of Josh Wolfson from 8 Capital. Veuillez procéder. Please go ahead.
Good morning, guys, and congratulations on the transaction. A couple of questions on taxes. First, you mentioned an increase in the available tax pools from $150 million previously. Would you be able to discuss how big the pools are currently, or at least when you would be in a taxable position with the portfolio pro forma within Canada?
I'm going to hand that over to Brian and Elise.
Sure. Good morning, Josh. Thanks for the question. So basically, we got a tax base of approximately between $150 and $200 million. Part of the transaction is being structured as an asset purchase, which will give us a higher base. So again, we've been always pushing the ball up with respect to deferring taxes, so I don't see us being in a taxable position until 2020 and maybe late 2019.
Okay, and then in terms of the international streams, which I guess would mostly involve Mantos Blanco, is that taxed under the sort of traditional Canadian offshore style, or is that fully taxed in Canada?
So as we have been talking to you for a while, we always wanted to set up an international tax structure. Now we're buying into an international tax structure. So it's the traditional foreign investment, so it will be taxed outside of Canada.
Okay, so which jurisdiction would that be under?
We've got the structures in Bermuda, so limited tax on that we have there.
Got it. And then last question, in terms of the liquidity position, just to get a better understanding, there's $100 million of cash, and then there's a remaining $100 million of credits. Is that correct on the revolver, right?
I think the revolver is pretty well going to be used. On the transaction, and we're hoping to end up with about $100 million in cash.
So in the context of, I guess, the available opportunities you see in the market, is there an opportunity cost, I guess, of having, or that you guys see in terms of having a lower capital pool available, or are you comfortable maintaining that sort of liquidity until the balance sheet builds up? Or is there an interest in increasing the available credit the company has with a larger portfolio now?
I can certainly assure you that Sean's not giving us any days off. We continue to want to increase our asset base, so we're still open for business.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Encore pour poser une question, s'il vous plaît, composez l'étoile suivie du numéro 1 sur votre clavier téléphonique. Your next question comes from the line of Michael Spierko from Macquarie. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks very much, and congratulations on the deal. Just wanted to ask, and maybe this is more of a question for Oscar, how do you see the relationship evolving between Osisko and Orion? Should we really think of this as a new financial partnership? For those who may not be familiar with the Orion business model, could you give any more color on how you see that evolving?
Well, Mike, I think first we want to get this deal done, and then we'll see how things go from there. But obviously, Orion is involved in many deals, as are we. So if there's something we can do together, we would do that. But Cisco will continue with its own business plan, as I believe Orion will, and I'll ask Oscar to comment as well.
Thanks. I would say that Sean and I look at the mining world in very similar ways. What attracts us to certain assets and certain management teams, I have found, resonates well with Sean, and vice versa. So I think there's a high likelihood that we will find interesting and compelling projects to work on together. Orion is a series of private equity funds, so we're constantly raising money and deploying money. And we look forward to working with Sean on a number of different fronts as time passes. But as Sean said, let's walk before we run.
Great, thanks. And maybe one follow-up for Sean. Is there? Can you point to something that maybe you would have valued differently than your peers in this portfolio, or maybe what stuck out in particular? I mean, obviously there's some high quality assets in here. Was there more on the exploration side that you may have been more attracted to? Anything along those lines?
Well, I think in terms of historical work that we've done, Mike, we know a lot of these assets very well. Either having been a participant in or looked at them in various stages, so we're quite comfortable with the assets. We maybe had a slightly more aggressive view on some of them, but that would have been based on our work, based on science, and based on engineering. So we have a pretty good comfort level with where we are on this, and we knew that this was the right asset base for our shareholders. So we have pursued it with prejudice.
Great. And maybe finally, one last question for me. Does this impact in any way your thinking about the incubator portfolio and the accelerator model? Should anybody be taking this as any sort of a change in direction?
No. We're very happy with our accelerator model. It creates organic growth for us in terms of future streaming and royalty opportunities. And again, if you look at our equity book, we're sitting at about $450 million with an unrealized gain of over $200 million. So it's a pretty potent model, and it makes us a lot of money. And throughout that process of making that $200 million, we've also earned some of the best royalties that have been done in the last 24 months. So it continues to be a very big, high return performance portion of our business.
Perfect. Thanks again.
Thanks, Mike.
Again, to ask a question, please press star followed by the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Encore pour poser une question, composez l'étoile suivie du numéro 1 sur votre clavier téléphonique.
All right, everybody, thank you very much, and we look forward to being on the road, so we'll probably see a lot of you as we travel around various one-on-ones as well as quite a few desk presentations to go. And thank you very much for listening. Merci beaucoup à tout le monde. Et merci à nos partenaires au fonds et Caisse Depot pour la participation avec nous autres dans cette transaction. Thank you very much as well to Oscar and the Orion team, and we'll see you guys when we get to New York.
Thank you, everybody.
This concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect. Si vous mettez fin à l'appel conférence d'aujourd'hui, vous pouvez maintenant raccrocher.